West Seattle's Delridge neighborhood has been struggling for years to get a grocery store in the area. It hasn't been able to attract major retailers for various reasons. As a result, residents say the neighborhood doesn't have access to fresh, healthy foods. There have been efforts to change that, including a program that encouraged convenience stores to stock up on fruits and vegetables. KUOW healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna recently visited Delridge and has this update on the community's latest plan.
Previous programs to bring fresh produce to the neighborhood have come and gone, but it doesn't mean there's no appetite for healthy foods. Far from it.
And the tomatoes were $1.98, so your total is $9.50 today.
These days, residents get their fruits and vegetables at a farm stand on Delridge Way, right next to the community pea patch.
This is pretty awesome, having fresh organic produce in Delridge. This is kind of a food desert here.
Jeff Steen has lived here for 20 years. He says the closest store is in West Seattle, about 2 miles away. Getting there isn't a problem for him because he has a car.
But I could see if somebody that doesn't have a car, I mean, the buses just go north and south. You got to go north and then get on a different bus and then go all the way over to West Seattle. It would take you like an hour and a half or 2 hours to get over there.
Every Thursday, the farm stand offers locally grown produce, though it runs in the summer only. The long-term plan is to open a grocery store, but instead of waiting for a major retailer to come to the area, residents have decided to open a community co-op. It's been a dream in the making for the past 7 years.
I didn't think it was going to be this long.
Andrea Wilmot is president of the Delridge Grocery Co-op.
We had intentions on opening up our store every year that I've been on this board. Every year we're like, we're opening this, or we're doing this, we're going to make this happen. And then once again, like you said, there was a roadblock. There was something that prevented us from making it happen. You know?
The major hurdle at the moment is funding. The organization has been applying for grants and recruiting members. To date, it has 452 members. The goal is 600. The group is also doing a feasibility study, says board member Renette Iding.
I have high hopes that we'll be open in the spring. You know, cross our fingers, hope everything keeps rolling along as it is, and that we can open when all the good stuff locally is being harvested.
Having a grocery store in Delridge is not just a matter of convenience. According to a UW study, Delridge has the third lowest life expectancy among Seattle neighborhoods. A host of social issues make it harder for residents to access healthy foods. But putting a grocery store alone isn't going to address the problem. What's sold in the store is also important. Brandon Bourne is associate professor at the UW Department of Urban Design and Planning. He specializes in food systems. He says it matters whether the food is affordable and culturally appropriate.
It's also kind of recognizing what are the desires or special needs in any given neighborhood and then trying to do a good match with that.
Bourne says groceries are important for more than just food. People look to grocery stores as a fabric of the community.
Whether it's for your weekly groceries or for the I met my neighbors and, you know, sat down outside and had a conversation and a coffee at the grocery store, or, you know, my kid put up their lawn mowing business sign or their babysitting sign. These things that really, you know, they seem minor, but especially in a place like Delridge, which has this linear urban form, having those third spaces, those gathering points, really help build a community.
Hello. Good, good, good.
Back at the Delridge farm stand, the Swiss chard and carrots are gone. Andrea Wilmot tells the customer what's left.
If three more people come and buy up all my apples and pears, I'll be good.
The farm stand is bringing in residents, both longtime and new. Wilmot says this is what keeps her going.
This is something that I own, that you own. Hey, Jay. He's a board member right there. Yes, you still are a board member. Are you ready, hon?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I want to talk to you about, too. I did see your Facebook post, sign myself up.
Turns out, Nicole Warren, the customer, recently moved to Delridge. Wilmot gets her email address and tells her about the next co-op board meeting. It'll be nice, she says, to have new people on the board to help get the word out.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yay.
Yeah,
thank you,
Nicole. Really excited.
In Delridge, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.